We got a nice young man in the studio. He's been coming in for the last little while, and we've had to drag him into the studio because he didn't want to come in here at first. But this week he's ready because he told his mum that he's going to be on the radio. So welcome, for the first time ever, it's Hayden.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah.
Because I've been waiting for you to come in for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And you kept saying no. And you teased a little bit. I'll come in when I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, how old are you, Hayden?
I'm 16.
16, and where do you live?
Binstead.
Binstead. And you live there with Mum, Dad?
Yeah.
Do you want to give them a mention?
Yeah. It's Gaynor and Marcus.
Gaynor and Marcus, good morning to you. Now, look, there's loads of things I want to ask you. I know you're a big fan of Strictly.
Yes. I've been watching Strictly for the last 16 years.
You're joking.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've seen minutes of it here and there. I'm not really a fan, but I kind of know what goes on.
Yeah.
And I know that we've had about three people kicked off the show in the last couple of weeks. So who do you think's going to win it?
Hamza Yassin.
Now, you said that just now, and I didn't really get what you were saying, because I'd never heard of him.
Look, he's a wildlife photographer.
Yeah.
And presenter, best known for Let's Go For A Walk on CBeebies.
See, that's why we got you in. You could be our correspondent for Strictly Come Dancing. So you think he's going to win?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know Tony Adams is in it, and I know I'm a big Arsenal fan, and Tony Adams is a bit of a hero of mine. Is he going to do all right?
Yeah.
You're being polite now, aren't you? He's not that good, is he?
No.
No. So what sort of other things do you watch on the TV?
Blue Peter.
Blue Peter. I haven't seen that in years. Who's the main presenters on that now?
Well, there's Moaxi and Richie.
Right, okay. I'm just trying to think of who was... When I last watched it, I think it was Valerie Singleton.
Yeah.
So we're showing our age now. And Shep.
Yeah.
And John Noakes. That's going right back.
I think so.
Yeah, they're really old.
Yeah.
They're not even older than I am, Hayden. They really are. So, hobbies? I know you like using your iPad, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you use your iPad for?
I watch videos on YouTube.
What was the last video you watched?
Before I came here, I watched a 1990s show, Eureka's Castle.
Tell us about that.
It's a 1990s Nick Jr. show featuring Eureka the Wizard and Magellan the Dragon.
Wow. From the 1990s?
Yes.
Wow. That's another old programme. Is that what you use your iPad mainly for?
Yeah.
For watching TV?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are a lot of people that don't watch normal TV anymore. And they find different ways of watching things. So how do you watch it? Is it like BBC iPlayer? Is it Netflix?
It's not like
that. No?
It's YouTube.
YouTube. All on YouTube?
All on YouTube.
Because it's free.
Yeah.
Isn't it? What other sort of things do you watch on YouTube?
Don't know.
Do you hear that door?
Yeah.
Do you hear that squeaky door? So YouTube, that's the place to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I watch YouTube and I watch things like stuff that I can, I don't know, watch and learn so I can do more stuff with my iPad.
Yeah.
Okay. So you use your iPad a lot. You only watch it. You only use it for YouTubes.
Yeah.
Wow. Bring it in and we'll show you what else you can do with it.
As well as Eureka's Castle, I watch things about Vectis Radio itself.
Wow. There's lots of videos on us out there.
Yeah.
There's lots of 4P's videos. Maybe you'll be in one.
Yeah.
You bring your iPad in, you could film it.
Yeah.
How do you fancy that? If you're allowed to bring your iPad... I know the lady that's looking after you. She didn't want you to bring in your Glockenspiel. I do. Okay, because she says it's too big for the car, but I reckon you'll get it in. Do you reckon you'll get it in the studio and play?
Think so.
For Christmas at some point?
Yeah.
That would be really good. You could play a Christmas song.
Yeah.
That would be excellent. Now, you were in a band.
I was. The Vectis Corps of Drums and marching band.
And that's what you played? So what sort of songs?
I didn't play a Glockenspiel for parades and stuff. I just marched along.
Right, okay. So I suppose it's a bit hard sort of having a Glockenspiel under your arm and marching along with one, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how long were you in the band for?
I was in a band for like 6 years or so.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just picturing you, with your Glockenspiel in here. Honestly, don't let me down on that. And I know you won't. Look at me. You're going to come in and do that for us at some point. You've got a thumbs up. Excellent. Now, last week, you created an intro. So if you want to know more about Hayden, you voiced that and we produced it. It's on our website.
Yeah.
And you also did us a Christmas jingle as well.
Yeah.
No one's had their Christmas jingle played on the airwaves yet, but I'm just about to play yours.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hayden here. I would like to wish for Rector's Radio listeners a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's okay.
That's my favourite Christmas jingle, that is.
Yeah.
All right, so that's you with your Christmas jingle.
Yeah.
And did you know that on your iPad you could actually create something like that as well? So you could produce your own Hayden jingle.
Yeah.
Next time you come in, can he bring his iPad in next time? Oh, look, Glockenspiel, no. iPad, maybe. Yeah?
Yeah.
If not, I'll bring mine in and I'll show you what you can do on it.
Yeah.
How'd you fancy that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Anything else you want to say before you, have to take a break?
Don't know.
You don't know? What do you do during the day?
During my day, yeah. I just go on my iPad.
Just go on your iPad. You must be charging that thing up every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what make and model you got?
It's an Apple.
Right. What size is it? Is it a big one, little one? It's got colour. What colour is it?
I've got a blue covering.
Blue?
Yeah.
All right. And headphones as well?
Yeah. Not wired, like this. I have blue headphones.
Blue, and they're wired. They haven't got any Bluetooth.
No. They're not Bluetooth.
Right. Would you like a pair of Bluetooth headphones?
Christmas, maybe? Mum actually got me a pair of Bluetooth headphones.
Right.
But I twiddled them and managed to get them broken. I know.
Oh, you're a natural on the radio. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Are you going to come in? Hopefully, you haven't got to go yet, but I mean, every week you're going to come in, spend some time in here.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's good to have you. And welcome. Okay. And at some point, you're going to bring in your iPad. We can show you a few things. And also,
yeah.
I can't wait for you to play Glockenspiel here. Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you play for us?
Don't know.
One of your favourites?
I think my favourite Christmas carol is Jingle Bells.
That's it then. That's the song. That's what we're going to have. Final session this year, when St George's come down, we're going to play Glockenspiels here and we're playing Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
We'll talk more Glockenspiels very soon.
Yeah.
All right. And stick around because we're going to have another little chat in a minute. All right.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming in at last.
Yeah.
You took your time.
I did.
Do you want to introduce the next song?
Well...
Hang on, I don't know what it is yet. Oh, it's that one there, look. It's that one there.
Yeah. This is Rector's Radio, and this is Deacon Bring Your Swing Arms.